Movies with Shower Dome. Steam gone and mirrors clear.
Sheesh, that's a dramatic introduction, but I would expect nothing less for Francesca Roken. Good morning. We're going to start off. It sounds like a movie trailer itself, doesn't it?
Bum, 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 I wasn't prepared.
No, it was fantastic.
Sorry. Good
like
morning,
I say,
Jack.
Nothing less. Mm. We'll start off with finding your feet this morning.
Sandra, what are you doing here?
Might have been having an affair.
This could be the best thing that ever happened to you.
I've loved Mike for most of my life, and whatever he's done, those feelings don't just go away.
Why didn't you come to my dance class? It might cheer you up.
Oh, some big names here. Joanna Lumley, Timothy Spall.
Imelda Staunton.
Yes.
Oh, Celia
yes.
Imrie. Yeah, no, fabulous cast. But you know what? If you've seen the trailer of this film, you kind of know what you're going to get.
Ah.
It is a charming, crowd-pleasing sort of feature. It's, as you say, filled with fabulous, talented cast, and they all kind of manage to breathe a bit of life into what is quite a familiar narrative. So the film starts off with Lady Sandra Abbotts, played by Imelda Staunton, and she discovers that her husband has been having an affair with one of her best friends, and she discovers this at his retirement party. In front of everybody, which of course is very humiliating, and it's very upsetting because of course Sandra, as she sort of says, has put her life on hold to support her husband, and just when she thought that they were going to sort of start their life together and he's retired, it's all over. Of course he never wanted to hurt her.
Of course.
As he keeps saying throughout the film. So from that synopsis, you can probably tell that this is a film which is aimed at a certain generation. But then to sort of mix it up a little bit, they send Sandra off to lick her wounds with her sister. And her sister, Biff, is a completely different character. She is a free-spirited, dope-smoking, very warm, relaxed.
Flowers in her hair, kind of.
Gorgeous, gorgeous woman. So they're absolutely fabulous together, and it makes for a very delightful sort of odd couple comedy.
Yeah.
And then you throw a little bit of romance in, thanks to Timothy Spall. So it's sort of that whole, you know, second time lucky story. And in a way, this is sort of a coming of age story for retirees. But it's got a great message, which is just get on with living, whatever your age is. And Joanna Lumley certainly gets that message across beautifully. And in a way, that's inspiring, regardless of what sort of age you are. The narrative, a little bit, unfortunately, I think the screenwriters have let the cast down a little bit. You know, there are some absolute cracker lines in this film, but there are some very average ones. And unfortunately, you can see what's coming a mile away. But look, if you loved films like The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel or Calendar Girls or something like that, you're going to absolutely love this. So I gave it 3.5 out of 5.
Nice. 3.5 out of 5 for Finding Your Feet. Next up, we have Game Night.
We're down to 2 teams. So for double points, what is the name of the purple Teletubby?
Tinky Winky.
You're both correct.
Max is very competitive, as am I. It's one of the reasons I fell in love with him.
Tonight, we're taking game night up a notch. We don't need a board and we do not need pieces. Someone in this room is going to be taken.
Oh, it's a murder mystery party.
Fun!
Whoever finds the victim wins the grand prize, the keys to the Stingray.
Just the keys?
No, Ryan, the whole car.
Oh, yes!
Rachel McAdams, Jason Bateman.
You almost look interested.
Well, no, I mean, it sounds
caught
like
caught your attention. Caught your attention just a little bit.
I was giving you a wry smile, yeah.
Hey, look, this is fun, silly. It's a comedy thriller that really does actually possess some killer laugh-out-loud moments and lots of twists and turns. It's good, reliable, light entertainment.
Right.
So it's a film that gets its laugh by taking ordinary everyday people and throwing them into an extreme kind of situation, like a real sort of movie kind of situation, a crime sort of thriller or something. So Max and Annie are our nice ordinary couple. They live in suburbia, they're trying to have a baby, and they love game night. So they have a game night with their friends every week. One thing isn't quite so normal about them, and that is that Max and Annie, played, as you mentioned, by Rachel McAdams and Jason Bateman, are very, very, very competitive, like unhealthily competitive.
Right.
And so when Max's older brother, the charming, wealthy Brooks, comes back to town, you know, both of them are a little bit, you know, they really want to win at game night.
Mm.
So Brooks throws this game night, which is a bit different from, you know, charades and Scrabble and things like that. He organises this company to kidnap one of them, and then everybody else has to find that person. Whoever finds the kidnapped person wins. And that's all I'm going to say. But basically, this game turns into reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, Rachel McAdams, Jason Bateman, are absolutely hilarious together. There's one particular scene, and if you see this movie, you'll instantly recognise it, where there's about three or four absolutely brilliant comedic ideas happening within it. And there's one point where I'm pretty sure Rachel McAdams is struggling not to laugh. She has to actually put her head down. They are fantastic together. The film is filled with movie references. Some are really obvious and some are a little bit more obscured. So, you know, if you're into your movies, you'll enjoy the fact that that's kind of part of it as well. Look, it's just, if you want a forgettable fun night out, go and enjoy.
Okay.
3.5 out of 5.
All right, that's for game night. And last but not least, we have the party.
April. Congratulations.
Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful news.
It's not every day that one of us becomes a minister in your entirely useless opposition party.
What is it, darling?
I have an announcement.
So this is a dinner party. It's called The Party, but this dinner party, everybody seems to have an announcement.
Yeah. Is that Timothy Spall again there?
Yes, it is. It's the Timothy Spall morning. This is more for the discerning filmgoer. It's like a one-act chamber drama. It's set over one evening in real time at the residence of Janet, who is played by Kristen Scott Thomas, and her academic husband Bill, played by Timothy Spall. And Janet has just been announced as a shadow health minister, and her career is flying, and it's everything she's always wanted, and so she has this dinner to celebrate. My favourite guest is her best friend, Jenny, who's played by Patricia Clarkson, and she's very witty and acerbic, and she brings her new age boyfriend. Yeah. Also coming along is Tom, played by Cillian Murphy, and he's sort of a smooth, well-dressed banker, but he's got quite a slightly violent agenda, actually, for coming to the party. And then there's also Martha and her pregnant partner, Ginny, played by Emily Mortimer. So there's lots of names here you probably recognise. So you get all these people in a room together. As I said, a lot of announcements, a lot of disputes and disagreements. There's chaos, there's firearms, there's fire alarms. It sort of turns into a farcical black comedy. It's short. It's sort of just over an hour. It's short and sharp. It's written by Sally Potter, who also did films like Orlando and Ginger and Rosa and The Man Who Cried. It's not bad, but it doesn't quite, I don't think it quite, the idea didn't quite fully work for
right.
me. I enjoyed it, great actors, and as I say, short and sharp, but just didn't quite nail it. 3.5 out of 5.
Okay, 3.5 out of 5 for The Party. So those films again, The Party, Game Night is the one with Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams. And the first film, Finding Your Feet. We'll put them all up at newstalkzb.co.nz. You can read Francesca's reviews at nzherald.co.nz as well.